transformed by truth, the power of listening and self-control. Today we explore the transformative power of truth as we dive into James chapter 1 verses 19 to 20. This passage imparts invaluable wisdom on the virtues of listening and self-control, qualities that can profoundly impact our spiritual growth and relationship. Let's uncover how these truths can reshape our lives and deepen our walk with Christ. James chapter 1 verses 19 and 20. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. Quick to listen. The first principle James highlights is the importance of being quick to listen. Listening is not merely hearing. It requires attentiveness and empathy towards others. When we listen intently, we demonstrate humility and respect. As Proverbs chapter 18 verse 13 states, spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. Listening fosters understanding and cultivates meaningful connections with others. This verse highlights the importance of listening before speaking. As followers of Christ, we're called to exercise discernment and wisdom in our interactions. Jumping to conclusions without understanding the full picture can lead to misunderstandings and unnecessary conflict. Instead, let us seek to be attentive listeners, valuing understanding over hasty words. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 20. Get all the advice and instruction you can, so you will be wise the rest of your life. Wisdom is acquired through learning and seeking counsel. And the Bible encourages us to be open to advice and instruction from those who are wise and experienced. By humbly receiving guidance, we position ourselves to grow in wisdom and make decisions that honour God. Luke chapter 8 verse 18. So pay attention to how you hear. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what they think they understand will be taken away from them. Here, Jesus emphasizes the importance of attentive listening to his teachings. Those who truly listen with an open heart and mind receive deeper understanding and insight into God's truth. Conversely, those who dismiss or ignore his teachings risk losing the understanding they think they have. Slow to speak. James encourages us to be slow to speak. Our words carry great weight and can either build up or tear down. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1 reminds us, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. Self-control in speech reflects a heart attuned to God's righteousness. As we pause before speaking, we allow space for wisdom and grace to guide our words. Our words have the power to diffuse or escalate a situation. Responding with gentleness and humility can diffuse tension and promote reconciliation. As followers of Christ, our speech should reflect his love and grace, even in challenging circumstances. Proverbs chapter 17 verses 27 and 28. A truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even tempered. Even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouth shut, they seem intelligent. Wisdom is demonstrated not only in what we say, but also in knowing when to remain silent. A person who exercises self-control in speech is regarded as wise and discerning. Let us seek to speak thoughtfully and purposefully, reflecting the character of Christ in our words. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 2. Don't make rash promises and don't be hasty in bringing matters before God. After all, God is in heaven and you are here on earth, so let your words be few. God calls us to be intentional and thoughtful in our speech, especially when making commitments or praying. It's essential to approach God with reverence and sincerity, refraining from making impulsive vows or requests. Our words should reflect our trust in God's sovereignty and in God's wisdom. Slow to anger. Lastly, James warns against human anger, which does not produce God's righteousness. Being slow to anger requires inner strength and spiritual maturity. As Proverbs chapter 14 verse 29 states, people with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. Instead of reacting impulsively, we can respond with love and forgiveness, reflecting the character of Christ. Anger, when uncontrolled, can lead to destructive behaviour and strained relationships. As believers, we're called to exercise self-control, to seek reconciliation rather than allowing anger to dictate our actions. Let's cultivate a spirit of patience and grace, reflecting the character of Christ in every situation. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. Paul admonishes us to address our anger promptly and with humility. Lingering anger can lead to bitterness and division, opening the door for the enemy's influence in our lives. Instead, let's resolve conflicts quickly and seek forgiveness and reconciliation, honouring God in our relationships. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. Better to be patient than powerful, better to have self-control than to conquer a city. Self-control, it's a hallmark of wisdom and a hallmark of strength. A person who masters their emotions and impulses demonstrates true maturity. In moments of trial or adversity, let's rely on God's strength to exercise patience and self-control, knowing that His grace is sufficient for us. How do we apply what we've heard to our own lives? We need to embrace the transformative truth found in James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. As followers of Christ, may we strive to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Let's cultivate a spirit of humility, grace, and self-control in our interactions with others. By embodying these virtues, we reflect the love and righteousness of our Heavenly Father to a world in need. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that transforms our hearts and minds. Help us to apply the principles of listening and self-control in our daily lives. May your Spirit empower us to reflect your love and righteousness to everyone we encounter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May these insights from Scripture inspire us to honour God with our words and our actions, reflecting His love and wisdom in all that we do. May God bless you as you think about these truths and seek to live transformed lives by His grace and the truth of His word.